Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast, because when you're making money, sometimes life can just be crude. Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host. On today's episode, I interview Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union. In this interview, we talk about his new advisory board position with New Energy America. We also talk about the ag-energy relationship, everything from the diesel that goes into the trucks all the way to the polymer coating of seeds, that energy and ag seem to work together in almost every facet along the way. In just a moment, our exclusive interview with Roger Johnson. But first, I want to take a moment to remind you good folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep our lights on. All I can say, you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Roger Johnson on the phone with us, National Farmers Union. How are we doing today there, President? How are we doing today?
I'm doing fine. Actually, the weather out here is beautiful. It's atypically warm for this time of the year, and our summer was atypically cooler than normal. So, it's very nice out here.
Before we get into your advisory boardship for New Energy America, any updates in the world of agriculture, any world of the Farmers Union in terms of farm bill or harvest season, anything, state of the union, if you will?
Well, I think a lot of folks, ourselves included, are very focused on the development of the next farm bill. The agricultural economy is really struggling. Prices are very low, about half of what they were at their peak several years ago. Net farm income is 50% of what it was 3 years ago. So there's a lot of financial strain that's occurring, particularly, Jason, for the younger folks that got started farming, you know, in the last decade or so. So the upcoming farm bill is really important. We've got to have a safety net that's going to protect folks from these very low prices and from disasters, and that's what we're focused on. I think that's what a lot of others in agriculture are focused on as well.
I find that interesting because it leads into a terrific transition for me, one I hadn't anticipated. With your role with New Energy America, several years ago, I want to say back in 2013, I started covering the Bakken oil fields back in 2012 full time, and within a year, I saw the direct connection between ag and energy, whether it be, you know, having the donkeys and the cows on the same land, or whether it be the polymer seed coatings that were coming into play. Just a lot of different connections that are happening with ag and energy. Talk to me a little bit about your perception of my comment when we're starting to see more connectivity between those two industries.
Well, I think that's really true. I think the world is becoming increasingly focused on energy and energy efficiency and sort of making stretching everything a little further. That's good for all of us. It's good for conserving resources, and it's good for the economy. But we've always seen that connection. When you're in a state that's like North Dakota, where I grew up, the connection with oil has always been pretty substantial, the even the coal industry. And I think what's happened in recent years is we've seen a pretty dramatic increase in focus on renewable sources of energy as well. And that's really what this advisory role is about, is looking at all kinds of renewable energy, whether it's biofuels, which we really need more of in order to sort of help this farm economy that's struggling, or whether it's wind, which North Dakota is seeing an awful lot of. The whole country is seeing increasing amounts of wind energy generated, or whether it's solar, and the same story is true there. So this advisory role that I have now with this committee on New Energy America is mostly focused on those sorts of things and trying to make sure that that they get their day in front of policymakers.
It's interesting, some of the things you brought up. What I've noticed over the last 5-10 years, I guess, is that some of the bigger oil companies were starting to diversify their portfolio, whether it be wind or some of the biofuels. What would you attribute that to? Because it was kind of a Hatfield-McCoy before then, where they didn't really like ethanol, but they seem to be a little bit more accepting to that. What are you hearing as far as that? What helped bridge that gap between traditional oil and new renewables?
Well, I think the first big thing that happened was a number of years ago when the ethanol industry was really sort of beginning to come into its own. And that happened to coincide with some information that had come to light about MTBEs and their, which were used as oxygen enhancers in the gasoline. And it turned out that they were carcinogenic, that they were polluting some of the groundwater supplies. And so the refining industry needed to make a choice, and it was, do you continue using these products that don't have the same environmental profile as ethanol, or do you move to ethanol as the oxygenate in gasoline? And that decision became pretty easy when there were a number of lawsuits that were filed, and it was, liability issues on the oil companies really loomed pretty large, and there was this clean option that quickly became available. And so I think that was embraced fairly quickly. I think now, given that ethanol is, about 10% of the total gasoline supply in this country, we're sort of at another inflection point where there are folks like us who would argue we would like to see increasingly larger amounts of renewable fuels in this fuel supply. And then there are folks, sort of the hardcore folks in some of the traditional petroleum attitude, if you will, that are resisting that. But I think we're going to continue to see it. We should see it. It will stretch our supplies. It will increase sort of the economic environment, improve that as we go to ever increasing blend rates of ethanol into gasoline. It cleans up the air. It increases the oxygen content, which is what you more and more, you need more and more octane in these high efficiency engines that are are being developed in order to meet clean air standards and the CAFE standards. So I think you're going to continue to see this conversion or convergence of the two sectors, Jason.
Roger Johnson, President of National Farmers Union, joins advisory board of New Energy America, talking about just kind of the ag energy relationship and how it's really, I guess, ramped up the transition or the coexistence over the last decade. And one of the things I wanted to ask you too about, you know, you brought up quite a few reasons that there is this coexistence now, but and even the diversification of big oil's traditional, you know, fossil fuel to renewable portfolio, whether it be wind or biofuels. How much of this is driven by technology and the creation of new jobs out of this whole thing, too, in terms of both sides really embracing? Because whether it be an engineer or some white-collar position can probably, you know, kill two birds with one stone by bringing in this clean technology together. Sure. Do you know what I'm talking about there?
I do, and it's it is a particularly important issue in the agricultural sector right now, because you know, the sort of the economic stress that I talked about earlier, is this was really what led to a lot of the development from sort of the supply side push, if you will, a couple decades ago when ethanol was just sort of coming into its own. It was for the same reason. We had very low prices, we had low profitability, we're coming out of a very difficult economic environment for farmers, and your government policies were becoming increasingly less supportive of farmers for price supports, and so there was this move to use up some of these excess stocks that we had of corn and of soybeans too for biodiesel, and that led to, you know, more and more economic development out in areas of the country where the oil industry maybe wasn't. And then what you really saw, which I think was kind of neat, is you saw sort of the coal development of some of this. Close to my farm in McLean County, North Dakota, you actually had the co-location of an ethanol facility alongside a coal plant. And using some of the efficiencies of both to produce ethanol. So a lot of those sort of synergies that I think you're talking about increasingly were becoming developed. And that's a good thing. You know, that's good for all of us. If you increase, if you want to talk more about the coal, you know, the piece of the renewable sector that's playing into coal now is really both wind and solar for electrical generation. And the piece that plays into the petroleum industry tends more to be the biofuels, because that's liquid transportation fuel.
Anything that we need to cover still? Anything that we need to reiterate? Kind of final thoughts on your new position as an advisory role for New Energy America?
You know, I would just say that I'm really looking forward to it. I think we have got to be continuing to look decades out instead of just months or years out. And we've got a lot of problems that need to be resolved in this country and in this world. And folks that can take sort of the really long-term look, I think the long-term outlook for renewables in particular, and as they play into the agricultural sector, that long-term outlook is really quite positive. And that's what I was asked to sit on this advisory committee specifically to represent. It's to sort of take the agricultural perspective as a number of us are advising this new energy America group that was created. So I'm really pleased to have this position because, you know, this is something I've believed in for a long, long while myself. And it's something that Farmers Union has long supported, the development of all kinds of renewable energy sources. So it's a really good fit.
And that was Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union. To listen to this podcast or other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out and like our Facebook page as well as our Twitter account. And once again, I'd like to thank you folks for listening and support our sponsors, if you will. They keep programs like this free here on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
And that's it for this episode. My name is Jason Spies. Till next time, be happy, and remember, sometimes life can just be crude. We'll see you next time, folks.